All right, we're going live. All right, if you're getting here, just introduce yourself while I get myself together. We're going to have a fun time tonight. So also, if you want to do me the favor of helping me share this, just click share. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for stopping by. Let's see here. Edit post. Save video. There you go. Go grab that link. Now, if you're here, you know I don't do Facebook Live, okay? So please try to take advantage of this. At the very minimum, you want to make sure you click on the link. There's a little link at the top with an arrow. You want to save the video, even if you have to come back and watch it later. This is going to be very, very important for you for 2017. Okay, this is going to be a very important video for you to watch. The kind of stuff I'm going to share with you, no one is talking about it, okay? No one is talking about it. Let's see here. Let's go to... There you go. So again, if you want to hang out with me tonight, help me share this. I'm going to be sharing some really cool stuff with you here today. Hey, Pat. So I'm going to be sharing some cool stuff here. I'm going to be giving you a lot of reminders, okay? Some of these things you know. But I feel like even myself, I need a reminder. I need a kick in the butt every now and then. And that's what this session is going to be about, okay? So... go. So I'm just kind of spreading the word really quickly. So if you want to help me do that, feel free. I'm going to be talking about the seven things I'm personally going to be paying attention to in 2017. Okay. If I don't get anything else right in 2017, I must get these seven things right. All right. And my angle to it is a little bit different, okay? Even if you've heard something like it before in the past, it's going to be very different. But more importantly, it's going to be a reminder for you, okay? So that's something I want you to pay attention to. And pardon me as I spread the word. Right, all right. Now, in my opinion, 2016 has been a very, very interesting year. If you've been paying attention, I don't care what level your business is right now. I don't care how well you did in 2016, looking at it on a face value. I want you to understand that you collected data, okay? You know exactly what to do and what not to do, unless you don't believe in yourself. Now, if you have a lack of belief, if your belief system is shot, you can disregard what I just said, okay? We just need to kind of fix the belief system first. But if you believe in yourself, okay, you bring certain type of value to the marketplace, okay? You do. And I want you to understand that. I need you to especially understand that, because if you don't, and you think somebody's gonna help you and create some kind of value that did not exist before in you, that's gonna be a very bad mistake, okay? But I can also tell you right now that 95% of people are gonna make that mistake. Yeah, so 2017 is not gonna be that much different in terms of the percentage of people that will lose their way, okay? So I want you to pay attention to that. You have some kind of value to bring to the marketplace already. Okay, you have it. Okay, it's just a matter of working with people that will help you bring it out. Okay, or having enough wisdom, having enough information, or the skills to tap into the knowledge and the value that you already have. So it doesn't matter what kind of business you're building: network marketing, internet marketing, digital marketing, affiliate marketing, social media marketing, agency, whatever it is, real estate investing, professional real estate, agent, agency, broker, same thing is going to apply to your business, okay? As a matter of fact, what I'm about to share with you here today is the beginning of some really, really crazy things, okay? It surrounds the same seven secrets, okay? But it's applicable literally to any business. I was just talking to a friend of mine who is in the photography business. The same thing applies to her business. She doesn't know it yet, but that's my job, okay? I was also talking to my cousin in Canada. She's in Manitoba, Canada, and she's a fashion designer. Yeah, a fashion bridal fashion designer. And the same thing applies to her business as well, okay? If you're on a job, okay, you want to keep your job, well, I think you're pretty clear right now that Donald Trump, or I don't know if it was going to be Hillary before, whatever, none of those guys, the politicians are not going to help you. It's just what it is, at least not today, at least not in the next few years. I don't know, maybe their action can affect our kids, but not you right now, okay? And the best thing you can do for yourself right now is to position yourself so that your kids can have a better chance at living life as opposed to making a living, right? Which is what most human beings do, right? So please pay attention to that before I get into the seven secrets. That the seven secrets is applicable to whatever you do. It doesn't matter what you do, okay? So if you're familiar with my seven secrets, seven figure webinar before, this is not the same thing, okay? So this is more of elements that you need to have in your business, okay? This is more like a checklist that you want to make sure when you wake up every day and you take 1 or 2 hours or 30 minutes on your business, you want to make sure that these seven things are taken care of, okay? So again, if you're watching me right now, just help me one more time. Share this, okay? Share this and let everybody know that I'm live. Now, to be frank, I'm going to be straight up honest with you. I don't care if it's just 4 of you, 5 of you that hang out with me here tonight. If it's 0, if it's just anybody that get to watch later, I'm perfectly fine with that, okay? But if you're the one and you want 2017 to be massive for you, okay, you need to see this, okay? You need to see this. It's going to be a great, at the very minimum, it's going to be a reminder that you need it so badly, okay? Now, some of you are going to watch me and you've been around for a few years. You've seen things come and go, and you're going to find this especially very interesting, okay? I am live now. Join me. All right. Click here. I am live now. Join me. Click here. Live now. Join me. All right. Just wanted to send a quick blast. So, live on Facebook. Now, one of the most common questions that I see popped up over the past, so I've been doing this thing called my Empire Challenge with my mastermind. And one of the questions that really popped up a few times is it better to do live on Facebook? Sorry, is it better to put your videos on Facebook or put your videos on YouTube? Like, which one is better, right? And my take on that question is very interesting, to say the least, you know. But it all comes down to leverage, okay? It's this one word, a couple of words, you know. I was having an interview with Ivan Komaiko the other day, And then we were talking about the one word. He has a new book called Your One Word, right? And his one word is believe, right? And he asked me, and he said, what was my one word? I said leverage, but, you know, leverage is one of my one words. I have a few of them that pops up in my mind all the time, but leverage is a big deal for me in everything I do. Like, for example, as I'm recording this video with you right now, I would like the video to continue to work even beyond this moment in time that I'm actually doing this live, okay? If I didn't have that opportunity, I probably would not do the video. Does that make sense? If all of this was just about live and I couldn't leverage this video into the future, chances are I would simply not do it. Why? Because there are better things I could do with my time that will work over and over and over again, right? So you guys talk about, you know, there's a big topic in the industry about passive income, right? And passive income is fundamentally comes from you doing something one time, and then over and over again, you continue to make money from it over and over again, right? Exactly. See you there. See, I'm multitasking. Multitasking is bad for you, just so you know, okay? Very, very bad. Not a good thing to do with your life. Oh, P.S. We are talking about, P.S. We are talking about the 7 secrets to a massive 2017. My 7 secrets. These are my 7 secrets, okay? These are mine. So you feel free to steal it. Does that make sense? Okay? You feel free to steal it, but these are mine, okay? These are the 7 things I will have in my business. In my opinion, my professional opinion, 10 years, okay? I've been a full-time entrepreneur for 10 years. I've been working for myself for 11 years, okay? So in my 10 years experience, it comes down to the 7 things, okay? So these are mine, and this is how I'm going to have a massive 2017. And I'm going to tell you right now, the 7, right? The 7 does not involve leverage. As a matter of fact, leverage, all 7 of those secrets, it's all about leverage. It's about doing something one time and then getting paid over and over again, okay? Now, the people, let me blast this thing, right? Let me just blast it. Most people are going to shy away for some of these activities because they're short-sighted, okay? You know what it means to be short-sighted, right? You know what it means to be short-sighted? It means you can't see beyond a certain point. You can only see, you know, very close, okay? So, but when you're talking about leverage, it takes a little bit of effort in the beginning, okay? The graph is going to look like this, and then for 6 months, it may look like nothing is happening, but all you have to do is just keep going. Just keep going, okay? There are a few numbers you can look at that can keep encouraging you, but if you're focused on output, you will fail, okay? Even if you have a little bit of results, it's going to be very temporary. You're going to be scrambling around for the next deal in 6 months from now. There are some of your leaders that are going through that right now, okay? They experience a little bit of results, right? 3 months, and then everything just plateaus, right? And there are some people in this industry that most people are not paying attention to, right? They're not that popular, right? But they have consistent growth, okay? They have consistent growth, and they're putting money away, and they're putting money in some even bigger vehicles that's allowing them to create a lifetime wealth, okay? But some people are out here, they're the most popular, they are a lot more noisier, okay? They're usually a lot more noisier, and they attract the most people, but they're not the best example to emulate, okay? So I'm not mentioning names here. I want you to go try to figure them out for yourself, because obviously I have my own personal interest to protect, and I have zero reasons to have to mention people's names, okay? I just want to share with you what is working for me, and I want you to take it and run with it and apply it in your business. It does not matter what you do for a living. It could be a job, a J-O-B, okay? It could be a J-O-B. You're going to need to apply this into your business, okay? So the one word was leverage for me, right? But then eventually started to think about it. Obviously, Empire, which the name of my company, my Empire Pro, I created as far back as 2011. The idea of Empire is because a lot of my audience are people in network marketing, and they get lost in the shuffle of trying to build a downline, and people quit on them every now and then, and it's not their fault. It's not the person's fault. It's not the other person. People are just living life. At the end of the day, people are just trying to get by. So sometimes they jump on a deal. It doesn't seem like it's working fast enough for them. They move on. We call it quitting. But really, somebody just moved on with their life. That's just what happened, okay? Now, in spite of all of that, how do you build a sustainable business that will be there for a long time, right? That becomes the question. How do you build a business that will just be there for a long, long time? How do you build a business that 6 months from now, you are already at six figures? Yes, because of a laser-focused focus, right? A laser-focused focus, right? How would you like that? Yeah, like right now, next 1 month, you don't see anything, but in the next 3 months, you start to see some attractions. No, you're not making $1 million yet, right? 6 months from now, you are at six figures. 12 months from now, you now are full-time, right? Yes, people are still launching stuff all around you. Yes, right? People are going to launch products. It's a marketplace. Don't forget that. Never forget that it's a marketplace and people are supposed to launch products. It's absolutely your duty and your responsibility to stay focused on what you're supposed to be doing, okay? And if you can't stay focused, you're allowed to blame only one person for that. You can blame me for that. I did a bad job getting your attention to focus, okay? But you can't blame anybody else, okay? You can't, right? You can blame me or you, right? And that's just me being whatever, okay? My point there is that you can't blame anyone, really. It's your responsibility to stay focused. That's your responsibility, okay? To stay focused on what your personal goals are, right? These seven secrets I'm about to share with you is exactly laced. It doesn't matter where you go. You could go use somebody else's product. You could go use somebody else's system. But you need this, right? Now, when I talk about focus, right? Focus is a very hard thing to do. And consistency, okay? Consistency is the major input from you into your, all right? Sorry about that, guys. This call came in, right? Consistency, is the major input from you. Like, if you got everything wrong, right? Consistency will still get you somewhere, okay? You know, consistency means just showing up every single day. Okay, if you're subscribed to my YouTube channel, you know what that means over the past 60 to 90 days, right? It means showing up every single day, no matter what, right? Do you think I didn't have enough excuses or enough legitimate excuse to skip a day, to skip 2 days, skip a whole week, maybe not even come back yesterday, because yesterday was the day after Christmas. From where I'm from, we call that Boxing Day. That's actually another holiday entirely, right? Do you think I could have done that? Yes, I could have, but I didn't do that, right? You could if you want to. As a matter of fact, I encourage people to take 2 days off in their business. I just encourage that because I think the brain needs to breathe like that, right? But that's deliberate, not just because life happened. One of my mentors, online mentor, Cedric Harris, would say there are three types of people, right? He would say there are people that things happen to, there are people that make things happen, and there are people that say, what happened, right? Most people are either things happen to them, victims, right? Or they ask, what happened? Victims too, right? Victims of life, you know? And there's a few people. Let me just share something with, let me share a fact with you. The people that make things happen, they're always going to be the top 1 to 5%. That's just what it is, you know. The only thing is that you can decide to be in the top 1%. You can just make a decision to be in the top 1%, okay? What that means is that somebody is sleeping, and you can always take the place of a person that's sleeping, okay? Companies go under all the time because somebody slept, okay? There's always MySpace out there. You know, you remember MySpace, right? Well, Twitter is kind of falling in that category right now, right? Right? Gary Vaynerchuk called it, Twitter was busy banging the chicks during the summertime, right? And somebody else was working, right? Or should I say work, or somebody was enjoying what they do and they didn't take their eyes off the prize. That's something that you want to pay attention to. Now, taking your eyes off the prize is a natural thing for human beings to do, okay? It's just a natural thing. That's why if you're in the top 1 to 5%, you're in the minority, okay? If you become a full-time entrepreneur and you did it for 10 years consecutively and you never went to a job, you're in the minority. It can be, you know, I get to have the life I want. I'm not complaining. As a matter of fact, I will never go back, right? But the truth is that in certain ways, it can be a lonely world because most people are in the bottom, right? And that's always going to be that way. But you and I have the choice. Most people are just always going to sleep on themselves. You know, that's just what it is. Business go under all the time. Just a few days ago, so I spoke earlier about photography, right? Business for a photographer and a fashion designer, my cousin and my friend, photographer. I also have another friend that they have a business, a restaurant business. I actually used their spot for my local meetup here in New Jersey. And a few days ago, I wanted to go to lunch with somebody there, and found out that they got evicted. Right? They got evicted. And that's all within a year. I think they launched sometimes last year, 2015, something like that. And they're already under, right? And they try to do a African cuisine restaurant, and it didn't work out, right? And funny enough, when I was there doing the meetup last, I was teaching real estate investors social media. I was teaching them the idea of building a list and monetizing the list, right? Which we're going to talk about a little bit later, right? And I was teaching them that, and I was telling them that, you know, you gotta monetize heavy, you know, when you're building a business. You have to unapologetically monetize. Like people cannot work out of your zone without you trying to collect as much possible money from them as possible. Not just because you want to collect money, of course you need to serve, right? But you should, I guess what that means is you should always be looking for more way to serve people. Like there are people in your audience right now and they need something. They have a problem and you can help them solve that problem, right? But you're focused on something else. There's that product that your mind is set on because maybe you're personally attracted to it and you just want to focus on that, right? And that's all you're focused on. And that's a big problem, okay? That's a big problem because your focus should be the need of your marketplace. And that's the number one secret, okay? That's the number one secret. That's the number one thing that's gonna make me have a massive 2017. By focusing on the need of the existing marketplace, market research and marketing itself, okay? That's market research and marketing by its own damn self. Why marketing? Why is marketing a part of market research? Because when you're marketing, you collect data and that allows you to fine-tune what you already have going on, okay? So I just gave you the first secret. Now back to the restaurant situation. I was teaching the real estate investors why they need to monetize. So all real estate investors are typically always looking for the next deal to flip. And that's how they put food on the table, right? And a lot of them struggle. Some of them have been doing it for 20 years. and they still are not building wealth. You know why? Because they have what you call a job. That's a day job, okay? I don't care if you make 30, 40. My highest that I made from flipping houses was $82,000. It's still a day job, okay? $82,000 is not a lot of money, especially when it's one time. Especially when you cannot categorize it in the cash flow arena. Does that make sense? So, I was teaching them. I was telling them about that. We're going to talk about that later. And I was telling them, like this, for example, I told them, so, like this, you see this back here that you're looking at? This is like my dining area. And there was a big area as you walk from the counter to the outside of the building, of the restaurant. And it was all empty. Right, and I was thinking, I was like, so I was teaching, for example, this restaurant right here, this old space, they should have things that people can grab onto as they're walking out, candy, soda, earphones, earbuds, things that people buy on a daily basis for $1, $2, $5, $10. They should have those things, like every square footage of that area must be bringing in money. See, and I tell people this all the time, Walmart, right? Walmart knows exactly how much they make per square footage. Especially in like cities like New York City, where there's no space, right? They know exactly how much they're making per square footage, and they know what that's supposed to be, and if it's, they know that it's supposed to be a certain type of number, right? When you go to Walmart or Best Buy, when you walk in Bulletin Coat Factory, they sell clothing, right? But when you're walking towards the register, they're going to create this line where you walk around and you'll be able to pick up different things as you're going to the register. Because you know what? They know little things that people can grab, and each one of those things, $1 here, $2, it adds up into millions of dollars. And that can make the difference between the company shutting down or not shutting down. You see what I'm talking about? You gotta have ears for this type of things. You gotta start paying attention to some of the things you do on a daily basis that you haven't even paid attention to, but you can apply it in your business, and it can make all the difference between somebody phasing out 6 months into the business and somebody being around 10 years later. You gotta pay attention. You have to pay attention. You really have to pay attention. Just by looking at just daily things, as you're moving around, you go shopping, just pay attention to how the malls are set up. When you have a product idea, right? You have a product idea and you feel like it should be on the shelf at Walmart, right? And somebody gave you a chance, if you're one out of a zillion people looking for that type of chance, right? To put it on the shelf in Walmart. Walmart is not just gonna put it on the shelf. Okay, that's not what they're going to do. What they're going to do is they're going to strategically put it in places where they think people that are more likely to be interested will be able to see it. And they're going to give it time. Okay, they're going to give it time. And once they give it time, after 3 months, if no one is picking up that product, it goes off the shelf. Do you know why? They're not being mean. They're in business. They need to stay in business. They're not the number one company in the world by mistake. It's all strategic, okay? All right? And it's by making sure every square footage of that business is paying for itself, okay? That's what that means, okay? So, for example, you look at this live video, right? I do live video once in a while like this, right? I do once in a while like this because, honestly, there's only so much bandwidth that I have, right? And that's why I must think leverage always. Okay, I must think leverage always. Let's see here. Live right now. Just as I'm talking to you, I'm getting the words a little bit more out there. Okay, so what is square footage in your business right now? Okay, now when you joined a network marketing company or you joined a top tier affiliate business, right? You know, everybody's trying to get you to just dish money out and do like a turnover, and you buy positions, right? And sadly, that's not the way to win this game. I mean, you can win short term. You can mistakenly make a sale, even a high ticket sale. But really, do you just want to mistakenly make a sale, or you actually want to be deliberate about it, right? Do you want to mistakenly make a sale, or you want to be deliberate? What's up, Alex? What's going on, Alex? Thanks for stopping by. Right? Do you want to deliberately make a sale, or you want to mistakenly make a sale? All right. So the number one secret here is market research, and part of your market research is by marketing. You cannot do market research without marketing. Okay. You can start your market research by using tools like the Google keyword tools and things like that. You know what people are searching for, but you also know that there's something called market shift. The market does change. And they change, they evolve, right? Clearly they do. Like once upon a time, most of the traffic online would come from desktop, right? Today, obviously, it's different. Most of the traffic today is coming from mobile, right? Not iPad, from mobile phones, okay? So what does that mean? You have to make sure that your web pages are mobile optimized. That's just what it is. If you don't do that, you waste a lot of money and time on traffic that will not convert. If you do too much fancy stuff on your pages that will not be able to show properly on a video, right, on a mobile device, then it won't convert properly, right? And that goes to tell you that simplicity is even more important than ever before. You gotta keep things simple, okay? Simple, but there are some things that needs to be in place, okay? There are some fundamentals to building a seven-figure business. There's some fundamentals to that. And like I just said, the number one of it all is market research. You gotta know what the market wants. You gotta listen to the market, okay? People come to me all the time, they say, hey, this is what I sell. This is what I sell, and that's it. That's all I wanna sell. Like, listen, you should be selling what the market wants, okay? At the very minimum, you should be at least listening to the market. You should talk to the market, see what they want, see what language they use, right? And use that language to communicate with them. Because if you don't communicate, you can't sell, okay? You can't sell. And if you can't sell yourself on the importance of communication and marketing, you can't sell, okay? And if you can't sell yourself on the fact that, yes, you need to make sales, that you're going to create sales, and that's how you're going to make money, then you can't make money. You see how this all comes around to the simplest things in life, right? You gotta sell, okay? You gotta sell something. But the best things to sell in this marketplace, right, is something that people already want, okay? That's the best thing. It makes your life a lot more easier. And you're a genius at selling when you sell something that people already sell. Think about that for a second. The best way to become a genius at selling is to sell what people want, right? Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you here. I'm not the most perfect in these things. I've made mistakes based on things I'm telling you right now, but that's why I'm able to come and share it with you. But I've collected data for 10 years right now, so I can tell you that that's one of my top mistakes, by not listening to the marketplace. I don't do enough surveys to find out what the people want, okay? Well, lately, I started having some conversations. I know what the people want. I know the people that are struggling. I know why they're struggling. I know why they may be addicted to ways that are not getting them results, right? I know those things, right? But the only way I was able to find out those things is by having an open line of communication between me and the marketplace, okay? All right? For as long as I can. Okay, you can find my phone number, right? You can find my phone number. And there's something called the gatekeepers, right? In certain type of businesses, you know, people that keep gatekeepers, that's okay. But just make sure that they can talk to human beings, okay? Okay? All right, so we're going to be touching on that momentarily here. Let me see here. Let's see. Let's go on to the second secret. But mind you, number one secret is you have to know the market, okay? It's a type of humility, okay? When you say, I don't know shit. Let me see what the market wants, right? It's a type of humility, and that's why you're gonna win, okay? Even if you have a set product that you want to sell, right? it's still the only way you're going to align the people with the product, the right fit, matchmaking heaven, is by listening to the marketplace. One simple way to know what the market wants is take your product, like your major product. What is it that it does for people, right? And go Google that. When you Google it, right, you go all the way to the bottom, you see that Google will tell you related searches. You could start from that, okay? You start seeing what human beings are actually typing into the search engines, and then you start thinking, why is it that they would type that in, right? If you could take the extra step of thinking for your audience, right, you win the game, okay? If you ever wonder how I put sales letters together that can sell up to $15,000 for one product, it's because I listen to the marketplace, because I'm speaking their language. I'm speaking to exactly what they already want, okay? That's why. And of course, that's with a combination of marketing. Because when you're marketing, you know, people market for the first time, and then they generate leads, and then leads was $13 per lead, and then they give up, right? They give up. Why would you give up? You just collected data. You just found out something that doesn't work. All you have to do is keep going and don't do the thing that didn't work any longer. Find out. Dig a little deeper into it, right? By the way, that process will never stop, okay? You're going to set up ads on Facebook that will convert that $2, $3 today for the next 6 months, and then one day it's just going to stop performing. That happens all the time. Okay, for those of you that have marketed extensively enough, you know that happens all the time. Why did that happen? It's called market shift. Market shift can happen from the behavior of your consumers, of your audience, right? Or it can simply be the system. It could be Facebook algorithms. Now, what are you going to do about it? You're going to cry, go to mommy and cry about it? Or are you going to figure out what happened? Well, the difference between the winners and the losers of this game called entrepreneurship is, some people say, oh, that's a challenge. Let me figure out how to get through it so I can charge some money to help other people get through it, right? And some people just go and cry to mommy and give up. And that happens at all levels in this game, okay? Some people register for a webinar and they can't stick all the way through 1 hour of webinar. Some people quit before. It happens at every level in this game. Now, obviously, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about you, the orchestrator of this whole game, right? Since you know that people are going to range, you know, at from the level of just the first move to taking action and going all the way through your funnel, and you're going to have all kind of people in between that, how are you going to make sure you win in spite of all of that, right? How are you going to make sure that you win with all of that being said? All right, let me open my thingy here. So let's go on to the second secret, because all of this is going to be linked together. So in 2017, I personally would pay a little bit more attention to the marketplace, okay? I will pay a little bit more attention to them because I want to know what they're thinking, okay? I want to know what they're thinking. Let's see here. List building, all right? List building, it's not the first time you're hearing that, okay? Even for those of you in traditional network marketing, the first thing they told you to do is make a list of your family and friends, right? They told you to make a list of warm markets, even though that's not really warm market, by the way, right? If somebody knows your lifestyle and there's no way you're going to teach them how to make money, that's not warm market, that's cold. That's cold as hell in terms of the relevant topic, right? You're not going to teach them how to make money because you don't have influence in that area. They may love you as your cousin, as a friend, family, right? But the reason why you have to stalk them is because you're not influential to them like that. They don't have that kind of respect for you. Now, I understand they try to get you to say, hey, just leverage other people's authority, put them on a three-way. Let me tell you something. If you try to put me on three-way with something right now, it's not going to work, period, okay? It's just not going to work. Number one, if you're looking, then they also tell you to go look for A-class type of personality, right? And then A-class type of personality have something common to them. They're very busy people. They love what they do. They're busy. You're not just going to put them on a three-way with random people, Okay? So what does that mean for you? That means a vicious cycle of failure, right? Let me see here. Somebody's asking a question here. Let me answer the questions here real quick. So Katia says, yes, I was going to ask you how to suggest talking to the market. Okay, that's interesting. We're going to talk about that. Okay, great. What niche of products are in trend for now and 2017? That's a good question. That's a good question. All right, cool. Let me first of all answer, before I go on to the second secret and go into in-depth with the second secret here, let me talk about what Katia asked about how you suggest talking to your to the market. Well, we could start by phone, right? You gotta sorry about that. You have to collect their information first, right? You have to collect their information first. Right? Their contact information. You gotta have contact information, right? So there are multiple contact information that you have for people. For me, right now, I'm talking to you, and my point of contact with you is Facebook, right? So we can start from that. Facebook Live to your customers. The reason why I don't like Facebook Live is because you do this work, most people do it one time, and that's it. And this video disappears into la la land of Facebook and nobody ever finds it anymore. How do I know? Because go check all your live Facebook live. They get to a point they just stop getting views, right? I have a better way of doing this kind of things. Okay? I'd rather have this video work for a long time. Okay? I'd rather have this video work for a very, very, very long time. Even though, yes, I'm talking about 2017, people can take this and watch it in 2020, and be able to apply it in their business. Because, frankly, this secret are evergreen. Okay? That's actually the point of the seven secrets. They are evergreen. Okay? And they're applicable in any era. Even if there's an era that's coming that the internet doesn't work, it's something else entirely. Let's say it's a... What's the name? Eric? What's the name of the thing that Mark Zuckerberg just launched, right? It could be anything like that. It could be Siri that's just all over people's house, right? This thing right here is going to be applicable. The seven secrets are always going to be applicable, okay? So, the way you talk to them is using all the mediums where you know... Where are your people hanging out right now? Where are they hanging out? They're on Facebook, they're on YouTube, they're on their phone essentially, okay? All right, so there's some of you that will be watching me on your phone right now. Maybe you're waiting for somebody by the bus stop or something like that, and you're just watching on the bus stop, right? So how can you position yourself in front of that, okay? Right? So I posted something earlier today. It's a quote from Jay-Z, right? That I am not a businessman. I am a businessman. You are a business, right? You are a business, and we're going to talk about that. Okay, that's actually the last part here. Let me see something here and just see if I can pull up the. Let's see. So the first step. Let's see here. 7. Okay, got it. Okay, so first step is to find out where your people are hanging out. So suppose that where are people hanging out? Well, where do you hang out, right? Where do you hang out? Chances are your audience and the people you're supposed to be selling to are kind of where you used to be, okay? Because you're going to be able to communicate with them, you can relate even more, right? Because you're going through what they went through, okay? Because it's going to be authentic. It's going to be, your message is going to be that authentic because you went through what they went through. Okay? I always tell you, some of the best people to help people out of foreclosure are people that went through foreclosures in the past. Why? Because they can relate. You can speak to their emotion. You know what emotions they're going through. Right? And if you want to sell, you need to speak to people's emotions. Okay? Because most people buy because of emotions, justify 85% of the time, and justify with logic later. Okay? Now, obviously, some people use that to do bad things. We're not trying to use it to do bad things. We're trying to use it to transform people's life and change people's life for the better, right? But the same skills apply. You need to learn how to speak to people's emotion. Why do people want to? People don't want to make money. Let's be clear about that, okay? If they want to make money, they were making money already, okay? There's something else that they want. There's something else. There's a different effect that making money is going to have over on their lives, right? And you need to learn how to word that, okay? And it starts from one of the secrets I'm going to be sharing with you here. So as far as answering your questions, how do you speak to them? You can speak to them here on Facebook. You could use an autoresponder. Like, I just messaged about 50,000 people that I'm live, for any one of them that want to come join me live, right? So you build, so how you talk to them is by you building a list, okay? So you got to have a core market. So let me go back to secret number one really quickly. When you say market research, the idea of market research is you need to understand that you're not really creating anything new, okay? For an average person that's going to build a business, you're not going to be creating a new niche, a new idea. As a matter of fact, I don't like the idea of a new idea, okay? I like starting from something that already existed, right? So, for example, Facebook came and replaced MySpace totally, right? So social media is not a new idea. Facebook just did it better, right? Snapchat is not necessarily a new idea. They just did whatever they're doing right now, storytelling. They do it better than Facebook. Facebook knows this, right? That's why Facebook did not try to create Instagram. They purchased Instagram, okay? So get out of the business of trying to create or recreate the marketplace, right? Find out something, a need that already exists, and then create around it. And no, you don't have to create a product. You don't have to create an app or anything like that. I'm just talking about the mindset you want to have when you're coming to this marketplace, okay? There's something that's missing. There's a bunch of people running around this industry right now. They're struggling. They've been struggling for years. Some of them have actually created results in the past, right? But they can't seem to get a hold of cash flow. Like, literally be able to feed your family and not look over your shoulder that the bill collector is coming, right? They end up in what we call the new rat race. They're entrepreneurs, but they're in the rat race. They're always chasing after the nest to catch up with nest bill. Catch up. They're always chasing that. And the reason for that, it all comes down to not listening to their marketplace. There's somebody in your marketplace crying right now. They're crying tears of pain right now, and you can help them with something. But because you're stuck, right? You're stuck in something else. You can't listen and say, let me see. I know how to do that. Let me help them fill that gap. If you can help people fill a gap, right? That's it right there. So, again, to answer your question, how do you talk to them? Well, it's very simple. Facebook. You can build a list on an autoresponder. You can collect phone numbers using simple capture pages. Capture pages are $5 to build, so we're not going to talk about that here, right? You can create a capture page that collects phone numbers, and you pick up the phone and you connect with those people. The first question, how can I help you? How may I help you? Came to my website. How may I help you? Right? Tell me, what's going on with your business right now? Talk to me. Let me know. So what's going on with your business right now? How many people have you recruited into your business in the past 3 months? What do you think is the reason why you're not able to recruit people into your business? How many people do you think you need to be able to get to six figures in your business in the next few months? So what do you think is stopping you? Well, anyway, I think I have something that can help you, right? Why don't you let me call you back in the next few hours, and then we can talk about a strategy to get you to where you're trying to get to. How simple is that, right? I did not create anything in any of those series of questions. All I did was ask questions. That's all I did. All I did was show some interest in helping that person achieve results. Okay? That's all I did. So you got to be a little bit more interested in your marketplace. So part of market research, which is the first step, is to identify who your ideal person you want to deal with. Excuse me. I don't talk like this all the time, so my throat was starting to hurt. All right? So part of that, part of market research is to identify who your avatar is, right? It's an ideal person. There's a person that you want to work with. They have a problem right now, and you have the solution, right? Or you have access to the solution, okay? As a matter of fact, most of the money you're going to make in your business is going to be because you have access to the solution. Not because you know how to solve the problem personally, but you have access to the solution. Or maybe they have a question and you have access to the answer. Or maybe you know how to find the answer. And people don't mind. The difference between the people that make a lot of money and people that don't is some people will say, hold on, let me find you the answer. They go find it, they'll bring it, they get paid, right? Some people just say, I don't have the answer, and they just quit on themselves, and they quit on the audience as well too, right? And making money can really be that simple. We solve problems, we provide solutions, right? We answer questions, right? Sometimes we do it with a fancy new app. Sometimes we just do it with the word of your mouth. Sometimes you just have access to it, right? Either way, if you understand any of those, if you do not tell yourself, I can't, then you will make a lot of money, okay? If you stop telling yourself, I can't, in 2017, you will make a lot of money. If you start saying, how can I help this person solve this problem? How can I help this person answer this question? If you start asking questions that open more doors, you will make a lot more money in 2017. And that's what I plan to do at every level in my business. And that's part of market research. So list building is key, okay? That's a little bit more tactful now. That's the second one, okay? List building, okay? You gotta build a list. You're not just another rep anymore, okay? You are a media company. Okay, I don't care what business you're building. You could be a real estate investor. You could be a photographer. You could be a plumber. You could be a network marketer. You are now a media company. In 2017, you got to switch your mindset. Oh, yeah, I'm just not good at that thing. I just don't have the time. Oh, man, that's so sad when I hear people say that. They don't have the time. They don't have the money. They don't have the skills. They don't have anything that's going to allow them to get to where they want to get to. Well, we all don't have the time. We got 24 hours equally every day, but some of us create the time to get things done. So when it comes to leverage, you're going to have leverage over the rest of the marketplace when you pay attention to market research. Market research is something that I teach extensively, okay? Like literally every video I release is based on the market research. It's something I do every single day. Every video I release was based on the market research, okay? Every move I'm making is based on the market research, but also based on leverage, because I want that video to continue to help anyone that continue to search for same type of solution or related solution or answers to a question. Does that make sense? All right, So list building. So what I do is I create a simple media form. It could be a PDF, an ebook, a video, audio, something simple that people can download for free. I create that and I give that away for free. All right? I go to where people hang out, a fan page, right? Or where they could be searching for that type of solution, right? Or I could simply search engine optimize the piece of content, right? And I give that away for free on a daily basis in exchange for people subscribing to my list. My goal is to build that list because I want my list to be as big as possible. Okay? List building is not going anywhere. It's the reason why CNN is in business. It's the reason why Walmart is in business. One of the many reasons why that restaurant went under is lack of list building. But you say, hey, this is a restaurant. How are they going to build a list? By having data of everybody that ever walked through that door and offering them some kind of discount every other week to come pick up another food. Now, let me ask you, what's 50% of $20 compared to 100% of $20? No, sorry. 100% of zero, right? The person doesn't show up. So you're selling a food for $20, right? It's a plate, right? A plate for $20, right? It's $20. But they don't show up to come buy it. So 0% people show up. They don't show up. So you just made $0, right? As compared to giving a 50% coupon to show up next week and then having the compounding effect of doing that on a consistent basis. You send out a little coupon to pick up that same food for 50% next week. 75%, whatever, 25% off, right? They show up, right? 75% off $20 is better than 100% of zero. That's my point, okay? So building a list for restaurants, for doctor's office, for car, it's any business. You gotta build a list. You may say, hey, well, like for example, photography business. You know, most people that are doing a wedding are gonna do it once in a lifetime. Well, that's not necessarily true, but let's just assume that they're not gonna do a big wedding, right? But they know people that would do wedding. They refer people. So if you have people on your list and all you do is say happy birthday to them every year, you say, hey, just let us know if you have any referral. So list building is just that important in your business, and you can't kick it to the side anymore. You can't go by a single day and 5 to 10 leads does not come into your business. Something is wrong with your business if a single day goes by and you don't receive 5 to 10 leads. Okay? Something is broke. You need leads coming in every day. You need to be building a list. Okay? People may not buy from you on day one. That's okay. All right? They don't buy from you on day one. That's okay. Does that make sense? That's okay. Because I've had people buy from me 2 years after they got on my list. And I have people buy from me. The ones that I remember the most are people that buy immediately. Right? And sometimes I just dig in and I say, oh my God, she's been on my list for 2 years. And she just bought. And then everything in between. What does that tell you? Build your list. It's leverage. That's part of leverage. Because if you want to create traffic going to your blog, to your videos, on demand every day, you can literally order for traffic from your list anytime you want. You say, hey, I just shot this new video, go watch it. Because you're building a list. Okay? If you're doing that starting today, you will win in 2017. Big deal. Let me answer Boris' question here. Okay, great. What niche of products are in trend for now in 2017? That's a good question, okay? But it's also connected to what I said earlier. I don't necessarily create something new. You know, everything kind of stems from my passion. I love teaching, right? But I don't love it enough to not apply leverage. That's why you don't see me doing Facebook Live all the time, okay? Because there's very little leverage in doing Facebook Live for me, okay? But I do teach every single day. Every single day I'm teaching, right? So I don't necessarily look for what's trending now, okay? I may look for what's trending in my niche itself. Like, once you have a niche you want to focus on, you should have something you want to sell, something you're passionate about. If you don't have something already, you can side message me if you're just that new in the business. But we have questionnaires we can help you, you can use to help you find what you're passionate about. But once you find what you're passionate about, there's tons of existing product and tons of existing marketplace. And you just want, that's the whole point of market research. Right, you do market research inside of that niche to find out what they're saying, what problems they're going through, and then we match make that with a product that solves that problem, or that at least put them on that path, right? And then you make a little commission from doing that. Okay, so there's a niche that's just trending. Everybody's talking about e-commerce right now. That's crap. Okay, that's crap. E-commerce, as a matter of fact, the first seminars that I went to back in 2004-05 was an e-commerce drop shipping thing. Okay, that's not new. That's always been there. It's just that the gurus pounce on it right now, and they're sending tons of people through it, right? And when you start sending thousands of people through the same thing, something's gonna break, right? But the thing is that it doesn't have to break on you, as long as you learn the skills. There's some skills that are just fundamental in this game. Okay, and number one, market research. Number two, list building. List building involves generating traffic, giving something away in exchange for people's contact information. You build that list because you can use that list to create new traffic and new business over time. And then when you do it on a daily basis, it compounds out. That's fundamental. So the idea that there's something just hot right now that you can start selling right now is BS. Okay, it's complete BS. All right. It's complete BS, all right? The third one here, all right? So what niche of products are in trend now? It's whatever you're passionate about. There's somebody looking for something that you're passionate about right now. You can help them. That's what that is. Once we find out what that is, then we dig a little bit deeper into what kind of questions that's trending today that we can help them solve problems, and questions answered, right? All right. So third here, relationship building. Relationship building. So you build a list. Obviously, people buy from people, okay? They don't buy from companies. They're not going to buy from your MLM company. They're not going to buy from your e-commerce or Shopify store. No, they won't, okay? They will if you know what you're doing, okay? But typically, people buy from people, or at least it has to feel like people. Now, when people go into a Shopify store to buy something, sometimes they're searching for that thing, right? So they don't necessarily need people, okay? But you need skills. You need search engine optimization, search engine marketing skills. You need Facebook marketing skills. You need marketing skills, okay? But you need to be speaking to that person's soul. You need to be speaking to their need, right? In order to get them to buy. Sometimes you have to give them deals to buy stuff. Sometimes you have to strategically position things together. You know how you go on Amazon.com and you buy something, and then they will tell you that people that bought this also bought this, right? That's how you sell more stuff. That's right there, that's tapping into people's emotions, because once people are already in the process of buying, they will buy more. That's the whole idea of having as you walk to the wall, if you're walking through Walmart and you're going to the register, there's always new stuff, little things you can pick up because they collect millions of dollars just by selling more stuff, like earphones, like this little thing right here. They sell them, well, not this type, but you know, they sell this type of things because people lose this all the time, right? So they sell them. It doesn't matter that they were selling clothes or clothing in Burlington Coat Factory. They sell them because they know you need this, like little things that people need all the time, right? So relationship building is still very important for you in your business, especially if you're going to use what I call the ILDT, invest, learn, do, and teach, right? So you do. You're a Shopify, you sell on Shopify. You should be training it if you're really good at it. Once you get good at it, once you master something, you can teach it, right? And yes, there's enough marketplace, okay? I'm not trying to get everybody to become gurus, but you should be teaching. You should be doing some kind of apprenticeship. And if you're not doing that, you're leaving money on the table, okay? That's part of your avenues to monetizing a list, okay? That's part of things that can keep you in business. You know, why do you think it's real estate investing, right? Some of the biggest guys in real estate investing, they teach it because it attracts opportunity to them, yes. Like everybody that wants somebody to help them with the deal, I push them first. And also, it's part of the revenue for their business. It keeps them in business, even when they're not closing any deal yet. Or if they're not closing any deals at the moment, right? So, you got to think full monetization, okay? Potential. You got to go your fullest potential. And the best way to do that is build a list. And then you do that. In photography, if I was a photographer and I spend most of my summer traveling around taking pictures at weddings, when it's winter time, I'm going to be teaching. I'm going to be creating content. Okay, does that make sense? I'm going to be creating content that review the equipments. I'm going to be creating content that teaches people how to do it. I'm going to create a small course that I can sell for $30, $27, where I can teach people what I do. Why not? It's my gift. I can give it to the rest of the world. You can keep up with that demand, especially in this zone, okay? And guess what? When you give more value into the marketplace like that, you're automatically building a relationship. So relationship building, as the third secret here, is going to be a big deal in 2017, especially in a very noisy marketplace. How do you stand out? How do you stand out in a very noisy marketplace? You got to build relationship. You got to start thinking extra on how to build even better relationship. Pick up the phone, talk to someone, send a quick text message. You have the phone number. Why not send a text message? Why not say, hey, how can I help? How may I help you with your business today? You have the phone number. You can collect the phone number. If somebody does not give you a phone number on a capture page, they're just not serious enough. Okay. And yes, the conversion rate may be lower, but your conversion rate on the back end will be higher. Think about that. Okay. In your business. The fourth secret here, okay, consistent and free value content, okay? And I just said that. You got to give content, daily content. If you're not shooting daily videos, if you don't at least have a YouTube channel where you put daily videos, you're going to be scrambling around in circles. Yeah. Yeah. If you build any type of income, it's going to crash again. And then you're going to be looking at yourself like, what did I do? So if you have any kind of momentum going on right now, the best time right now is to leverage it right now and start doing daily content that will be optimized and will be on the search engines, at least blogging, okay, something that people can find that will build your brand and make you stand out in the marketplace. You have to do that. But I prefer paid marketing. I just want to do paid marketing. Like, if all you focus on is paid marketing, your success is temporary. Okay? That's it. If you have any success right now, it's temporary. And if you don't have any success, chances are you will never have any. Okay? Go and look at everyone that you know that's creating results. They're doing some kind of daily video, daily content, webinars. They don't stop. Even if they're not on the stage yet, they create their own stage. Okay? Right? All about, I don't know much. What do I know how to teach? Well, start one class at a time. Invest, learn, do, and teach. You have a class, a module you just went through, you just learned something new, share with the world. Start from there. Okay? That also helps you with relationship building as well, too. So the first secret here is free and consistent and valuable release of daily content. 2 to 3 minutes. Say something to the people, to the list you're building every single day. That goes back to relationship building. It's building your brand. You're automatically becoming an expert. See, let me tell you something about teaching. When you teach, you learn more yourself. Okay? When you're teaching, you learn more. Just by default, you just start learning more when you're teaching. Okay? So, let's go to the fifth one here. I've mentioned it in and out. All those things are very much interwoven. Okay? It's list monetization. Okay? It's the reason why businesses go under all the time, because they're not monetizing to their fullest potential. Okay? They're saying things like, oh yeah, but I don't sell candies. What I sell is food. No, you should sell everything that people will be able to pick up on their way out of your door. As long as, you know, there's some things you can't sell. I see that you can't sell a wrench, a plumbing wrench in a restaurant. I get that. Okay? But there's a ton of things that you don't necessarily sell, but they can just be standing strategically on the way out through the door. Upsell, downsell, side sell, right? Pre-sales, right? Affiliate marketing. If you're a real estate investor, you need to be selling stuff affiliate marketing. Yes, you should, because all that money is gonna help keep you in business. I've had people crash from $100,000 a month, but because they had that one thing they were selling on the side, and that 10 grand kept coming in as cash flow, regardless of what they did. And then they're able to get back on their feet easier. It's easier to get back on your feet, even if your main core product crashes. Okay? I was just talking to a person on the phone, and she was talking about passive income, you know. Oh yeah, she just doesn't want to do passive income where she doesn't have to work again, you know. People that are in this business that are really successful, they make a lot of passive income already, but that's not the goal. The goal is to do what you love doing. That way, even though you're making passive income, you just want to wake up every day because you're excited about it, right? But my point here is that passive income is very important in that sense. Probably, there's a chance that your passive income is not going to come from that one core product that you really want to sell, that you're passionate about. It's going to come from something else totally unexpected. But if you understand fully monetizing your list, okay, if you don't shy away from fully monetizing your list, then you will win this game. Now, here's the thing. Some people take that as, hey, I should join multiple different businesses. No, I didn't say that. Okay, I didn't say that. As a matter of fact, when you have multiple different businesses that you're doing, jack of all trades, master of none, you know, it's not a good idea. It's not a good idea to be doing multiple things. Now, we could do multiple things that's very well structured into a funnel, okay? There's a strategy behind it. There's a science to doing that, to offering affiliate products on the side as you're doing your core thing, right? The best way I can think about it is tools and resources, okay? You have tools and resources that the people you're serving are going to need anyway, right? You offer it to them, you make a little bit of a side, and those side money. It could be $40 here. It could be $100 over there. They add up really nicely and can keep you in business for a long time. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, I've made a lot of mistakes in this business. Some of the things that keep me afloat, when it could be very catastrophic, is those affiliate income. All right, those side things that, you know, I've written off, right? They keep the business alive. They keep it going. Even when things are, you know, sometimes it's just that fine line. And it helps me stay on course, okay? So because of that, I'm hiding this to part of the secret you need to add on to your stuff. Full monetization, okay? You need to monetize at the highest level, okay? If you have to be very careful about buying positions and stuff like that. Just be very careful about that. What I'm saying is you have one core thing maybe that way you buy a position, but you have tools and resources that you don't have to pay money to join affiliate and things like that, but things you know you're going to offer. And people should be able to allow you to offer things like that for free without having to pay money first, because you're bringing customers to them, right? And they will love you for it. So those are the kind of things I'm talking about. Don't go join multiple top tier deals and MLM stuff and then... That's not what I'm talking about. You won't be able to focus, and you're gonna be just in the noisy marketplace like everybody else. I'm talking about strategic, okay? Strategic here. All right. So the sixth secret here. This is kind of part of relationship marketing, but I had to say it in a different way. So that's gonna occupy the sixth spot right now. It's called storytelling. What I'm doing right now is I'm storytelling. Okay, and you have to really get really be very natural with it. Okay, yeah, in the beginning you have to be deliberate a little bit. It's one of the reasons why I launched my program, my Empire Challenge. You know, it's the reason. You can go to empiretrafficacademy.com for that. My Empire Challenge is all about telling your story for the next 27 days. I give you little seed topics that allow you to remember stories in your life. And the idea is by 27 day, your life would have transformed. Maybe not necessarily in bank account, but in terms of being able to use storytelling to create the lifestyle that you want. Let me tell you something. Storytelling is the reason why reality TV shows is popping right now. Anytime they create a new special on CNN, like for example, this, I think they were showing Obama's legacy last night. That's storytelling. That's storytelling. Yeah, they just want to show you Obama's legacy, but sorry about that. But the core strategy behind it, for the professionals, the producers, is storytelling. They know that they have to storytell